What I'm supposed to be talking about is keeping, maintaining, developing a happy home. You know, there are many doyers here. It's while the subject is something that applies to all, but differently and for different reasons, depending on where you're holding in life, when I speak about chinuch, I taina that the very first chiyuv one has in chinuch is an infinitely youngest age. You've got to teach him that it's good to be alive. You have to give him simchas chayim. That is the most important thing that will keep him alive. We talk Shalom Bayis. Don't underestimate the role of simcha, of maintaining an atmosphere of simcha in the home. I want to share with you a maisa. There was a kenis of machanchim. About teaching Shalom Bayis. So a certain mashpia got up and he, a real balmusser, oiske cheshmet, and he read from a list, this is what you've got to do to make your wife happy. Spend the minimum of whatever time he had there, a minimum of this amount of time. You have to remember to compliment her, buy her gifts, maybe write her notes. And it went on and on. And then this big chassidish guy came with this big smile and said, "Ich weiß nicht von die Sachen. I don't know about any of these things. All I know," with this big smile, "you have to have bitachon and everything's going to be wonderful." Who do you think was a better husband? Who do you think was a better husband? Dois gecheshmet a balmusser, who made sure to be mekayim the list that he had to read from a piece of paper. You create a happy atmosphere. People aren't intimidated. People get along. People are mavater. People aren't fighting. So that's first. Whether it's the chinuch, whether it's Shalom Bayis, gotta be happy. We know by Maimon Har Sinai, El Yoinu Sosu, Tachtoya Milzu, the Chilosim Shalacher. The Gemara says that the terminology that was later set over, the Shlov brings from the Bis Yosef, the Medalig Mitor L'Nevim, L'Nevim L'Ksum, V'yadvorm Smeichin Kinesi Noson. That means that in Maimon Har Sinai there's a gewaltige simcha. And there's something special about reenacting Maimon Har Sinai when you learn to learn b'simcha. What does that have to do with Talmud Torah? What does that have to do with Talmud Torah? Smeichin Kinesi Noson. Yigris Asmada, no. Asmada, using all your koiches. The Shechina is only shayer from Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That means this is not just a gimmick. This it's not just a gimmick. It's not just that you get your wife to cooperate because you put on a big smile. It's not a gimmick. There's something very real. What's simcha? Simcha means your whole self. Your whole self is into what you're doing. It feels right. It feels good. You're so excited. You're excited about life. You're excited about being a Yid. You're excited about Torah. Excited about Ruchnis. You're excited about whatever it is that you've chosen to do for Klal Yisrael, for your community, for your families. You're excited. I'll tell you more than that. There are two mitzvahs in Talmud Torah. Two in the parashas, there was a third one too. But there's Olmata Moisim is B'neichem and Zvishinantum Levanech. Matam Moisim is B'neichem is literally to teach one's children. That Rabbi Shuba Gamlo took over. He made Chadorim instead. Shantam Levanech Eilwa Talmid. There's a major difference between those two mitzvahs. There are many nafkaminis. I've said this over Klagami, totally different things. There are many nafkaminis. If you read the pasuk, "Lamatem moisim es bneichem lidaber bom," you should teach them to talk in Torah. "Vishinantum levanecho," it doesn't say lidaber bom. "Vishinantum levanecho vidibarto bom." It's not talking about the talmidim echal. It's talking about you. And be'etzem, there are two totally different halachas. The halacha is your own children, you have to spend money on their Talmud Torah. It's a mitzvah sesa, like every other mitzvah sesa, you have to spend money. You have to spend money on it. Vishnantam levenecho yat talmidim. It's before Rishna Ramam. You don't have to spend money on educating Ben Chavero. That's stalker. That's stalker, it's something else. That's not a kiyo, not a chiyuv in the mitzvah vishnantam levenecho. That means when it comes to Limata Moses B'neichem, you have a chiv that your kids should know. They should know Torah. You have to make it happen. If it costs you money, so you have to spend money on it. Vishnantam Luvanecha. It's not a halacha that you're mechuyev in their Torah. That's a din in your limut. It's a din in your limut. Vishnantam Luvanecha. You should be talking and learning all the time. You should share it with Talmidim. You should be so excited over Torah that you should want to teach it to others. The mitzvah of teaching Talmidim is not that you have a chiyah for them to know. Teaching Talmidim is a chiyah in your own Talmud Torah. Everything you learn, you should be so excited about that you should feel like telling it over to someone else. And the dibartabam, you don't stop talking and learning, you talk and learning kaseder. An exuberance in Torah. You know, Torah is nikneis. It's a kinyan, it has become part of you. And what's Torah? Torah is everything we believe in. Torah is halacha. Torah is hashkafa. Torah is everything that's included in Torah, everything we live by. Torah is lomdus, is learning Torah, of course. It's everything. There's going to be an excitement about it. So that's Aleph, it's our own chiyuv. Certainly, in terms of the message we give in our home, of what it means to be a Yid. Everyone says, those who walk around saying Shveretz Zayin Ayid destroyed their families. The kids heard Shveretz Zayin Ayid, so they opted out. It's beautiful to be a Yid. We can't imagine Chalila what it's like to be a Yid. Tell you more. It's great to be a Ben Torah. It's hard to imagine. Why someone who's not a Ben Torah feels like living. What's he living for? Someone who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, what does he get up for in the morning? Someone who has no Shaychas to learning, what does he get up for? The excitement. You've got to create that kind of atmosphere. Women kaseder complain, and I get the complaints from the husbands too, that the wives feel there are so many opportunities for the husband to grow in ruchnis. There's yarchei kala for husbands, there's no yarchei kala for wives. You go daven, you have a seder limud. Hopefully, everyone's steiging. Where are the women supposed to get it from? She got married, seminary days are over. Yeah, maybe she has a chavrus on the phone. Go to shirim if she has the liberty. Where is she supposed to get it from? You know where she's supposed to get it from? The enthusiasm of her husband. And that's contagious. Not by him giving shiurim. Not by him giving drushes by the table. It's nice to say things over too. But far more important is his exuberance. You're on fire with Torah. You love Torah. You're so excited about Torah. The limud, the kiyum. Even the tikkun amidis. Even Musar is not Torah. You can open a Musar sefer without saying Birkas HaTorah. All of it. You're excited about a deher. She doesn't know what you're talking about, but she sees your face. This is for the wives and the children. The children. They want that. They don't know what it is that makes you so happy, but they want it. And of course, as they grow up, it's just reinforcing what they're experiencing. So here I am talking about Simchas Torah. What's with Simchas Chaim? The Simchas Chaim of a Yid is Ashreinu Matoivul Keinu. It's the same thing. It's one and the same. It's the Simcha of Torah, of Limana Torah, of Kiyam HaMitzvahs, of a life of Torah, of Hashkofes HaTorah, the way to look at life. This is such a necessity. And I know people are torud. That's one of the reasons you've come here for Yarchei Kala, because you're torud. You're busy. There's so much going on in your lives. It's hard to make the time to feel the Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu, because you're just running from one thing to the next. That's the Nisoyen. That's the greatest Nisoyen. How do you take the time to quell? How do you take the time to enjoy? But you've got to. You've got to. This is so important. Take the time to think about how much you enjoy being a Yid, a frum Yid. A Yid with a shaychus to learning. A Yid with a shaychus to ruchnias. Quell, enjoy it. And express it. People get a little self-conscious, a little timid. There's nothing to be embarrassed. There's nothing to be embarrassed. You know, with young children, one has to learn to be bubbly. You got to be something of a ganenet. The Simchas Chaim I'm talking about is lav davka that you come home and dance hagam. It helps. It's your dua. It's a duma. The brisker of. Now, one would imagine, you know, in brisk, like, which was the most solemn day of the year? Erev Pesach, Leil HaSeder. Matzah is the fear. Are we eating matzah? Are we eating kol? Or are we eating chametz? Kiyum of all the mitzvahs d'oraisa, mitzvahs d'rabbanan. You know, the Yerushalayim and the Kovid Rosh. It was Yadua that at the end of the Seder, the Brisker Rav used to do a Rakida with his family and sing Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkein. You know, one could wonder. I'm singling this out. You know, brisk is filled with Yerushalayim. Ever since the Beis Halevi, it's all about Yerushalayim. Mamish, scared about everything. So it would be Cholila. What kind of chinuch are they giving their kids? What do their homes look like? And it's not like that way at all. With all the Yerushalayim, there's such a simcha. I don't know, if you know any of the Yerushalayim or Brisker, they're the happiest people. And their kids are happy, and they're proud, and they want to be Briskers too. So what's the problem? What's the problem? They're in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, people live. They don't necessarily have, but they live. And that's what's so beautiful. And this really is the next message. What can you do? Western society has taught us that in order to be happy, there are things you have to have. And you can't be happy when you don't have. I hope that coming back to Yerushalayim, the time you spend here, you pick something up from the air. And that isn't Yerushalayim. Happiness has nothing to do with having anything. It's being alive. Being a Yid HaMaimin who talks to the Borei Olam three times a day. Who learns the Rabbeinu Shleilam's Chochmah. And always finds chidushim, and every one of them sasa noichi makes him dance. Western society teaches us that happiness that comes from everything going just right. The Torah holds otherwise. It's an evus. The Svarim bring down b'shem the Rambam, that the Rambam had a kasha. We have a mitzvah of Avas Hashem. We have a mitzvah of Samachta b'chagecha. The Torah is holding us responsible for emotion. How could a human being be held responsible for emotion? Aren't emotions spontaneous? It's brought that the Talmidei HaBesht bring this B'Shem HaRambam. Svasemis brings it, others, but it was the Talmidei HaBesht who bring it B'Shem HaRambam. That the Rambam asked, how could the Torah be Mechayev emotion? Imagine, you stand over someone with a gun and you tell him, you've got to be happy whether you like it or not, or I'm going to shoot. How do you get some? You have to be happy. What do you mean, a mitzvah? I got to be happy. You have to be happy. What if you're not feeling well? What if you just lost a bunch of money? Chalila. You got to be happy. How can you tell someone you got to be happy? That's cruel. You have to love the Eibishter. Yeah, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. Avos Yisrael, mitzvah leah. The Rambam says, mitzvah leah, kol echod ve'echod b'Yisrael kegufoy. You know, for some people that you know, it's a big nisoyin. How can the Torah be mechayev emotion? So Lamaisa, the Rambam answers it. The Rambam in the mitzvah of Avos Hashem says, how do you get to Avos Hashem? He talks about his boininess. Being this boinin in the godless of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It is Torah in nature, in the world. The genius of the Eibishter. Being misbinding to the point that you feel, oh, I want to get closer and closer and closer to the makor of this endless chokhmah. That means, what's the Rambam saying? Yes, you're responsible for emotion. And how do you get the emotion? His boinerness. That means, it is always possible, regardless of what the circumstances are, to generate within yourself a simcha, an avas Hashem, an avas reim, if you only think the right things. So yes, a yid has to have simcha. He's got to have an exuberance about Torah, about Yiddishkeit. He's got to be a happy person. How do you get there? You got to be mizboinin. How beautiful life is. Oh, but I got tear this. None of the tear this outweigh. Everything the Rebbeinu Hashem created for us to enjoy. Not only in Ruchnius, but in Gashmius too. Oh, wait, Birkas HaShachar. You want Simchas Chaim. Be mizboyin a little bit just in Birkas HaShachar. Not to mention Psukah de Zimra. What's that brach? Stam. Push it, Ivritaich. What is the bracha about? The sechvi. Our sechvis, our roosters, don't have so much bina. Ever since night lighting, ever since we have artificial light at night, if you're ever around roosters, they crow all the time. They can't do this day and night because they don't know the difference between sunlight and artificial light. No, we should change the bracha. Besides, we took for granted, you know, when they made the bracha, they took for granted that everyone's got a rooster or relies on a rooster for an alarm clock. That's what it was about. We are thanking the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for intelligence. For intelligence. But the same way that when we thank him for vision, we say, Poikeach Ivrim, the fact that we're not blind, which means we're thanking him for as bad as your eyesight may be thankful you've got it. The same thing for intelligence. We're thanking the Rabbeinu Shem even for the intelligence of a bird brain. Koshkin. For all the intelligence we human beings have. Emberei Torah. But what's included in intelligence? What's included in it? Your consciousness. The fact that you're aware of what's going on. You're aware of what's going on. We can enjoy one another. We have taste buds. We can enjoy food. It didn't have to be that way. It didn't have to be that food tasted good. We can perceive of what's going on. Simple awareness, consciousness. Everything we experience. We have to be just so thankful. It's a gift from the Eibishter. Life itself is challenging at times. It's exciting to walk around with that simcha, express it in Birkas HaShachar, enjoy it, feel it, and then express it in your life. Certainly for Torah and mitzvahs. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvoyisov. Hashem elevated us. Not only was He meidia us, He was metzava us. He gave us the ability to raise our neshamis and our gufim, and we're different human beings than the rest of humanity. To feel that. You want Simchas Chaim? There's so much to be happy about. There's so much we take for granted. You know, often I'm trying to convince somebody to have some not from people for Shabbos guests. Invite them to your Shabbos table. And they're reluctant. All kinds of reasons. But one reason they have is, my Shabbos table is not going to do anything. I don't give these deep thoughts as divrei Torah. I'm not a philosopher. I'm not the greatest Baal Menachem. My table is not going to do it. Any Shabbos table can do it. We so take for granted our Shabbos table. People that never saw a Shabbos table, never saw anything like it. A family sitting together, they're not getting drunk, they're not fighting each other, they're not killing each other. It doesn't have to be a deep conversation. They're having an intelligent conversation. Zmiris, whether they know how to sing or not. Zmiris. Praving together. That doesn't exist out there. This kind of getting together without hoilulus and without violence doesn't exist out there. Don't take anything for granted. Our whole lifestyle. Being a yid. The amount of chesed yidin do. That doesn't exist anywhere else on earth. Nobody does chesed like yidin do. You gotta jump for joy. Mamish, you gotta dance. Ashreinu matoif lokeinu. Think about it. Express it. Be happy. Let everyone in the home feel it. What's with our daigas? If you put them in the right perspective, the right proportion, compare them to everything wonderful we have in life, you're in a good place. You're in a good place. Yeah, we have needs. The Ribono Shel Olam is going to help us. How? What's it going to look like? We don't know. Yeah, you can worry. It's part of it. But don't let that take over your life. Ultimately, there's so much to be happy about. So whether it's the Yiddishkeit, whether it's being alive altogether, with this beautiful world, the Ribono Shel Olam. For your sake, for the home, for the Shalom Bayis, for the wife, for the kids, for the Einiglach. Whenever I talk about Simchas Chaim, I always tell this over, but my father is a Zichrono Livracha. My parents were survivors. No, they didn't come from Litta. They walked into Rav Nachum. He asked me where my parents were from. He told him my mother was, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, there. My father was a Polish family, but they lived in Romania. And he chapped already, see them. He says, "Where is it up? I want to see this Nishkin Kreisi Yichis." That was my introduction to the Mir. That was my introduction to the Mir. I wasn't insulted. We come from good chassidish, good chassidim from both sides, good chassidim. My father grew up in the shadow of his alter zeidah, who was my mama. He was from the Gdolei HaPoskim in Galicia. They had a beautiful family. He was the youngest of seven. Vizhnitz moved into their shtot. The Avos Yisrael moved there. They became Vizhnitz chassidim. Originally they were sons of chassidim. My father was the youngest of seven. Five of his brothers and sisters were married with children. The war broke out. They all went to Auschwitz. My father was the youngest. They sent him to run. And he ran. He spent the war years running. After the war, everyone came back. Nobody came back. Not the Zayda. Neither of his parents. Brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, nobody. He was alone. Mamish alone. There was nowhere to go. So he decided he's got to go somewhere. His sister's husband survived, and so did his father. So my father went there. This happened to be my mother's uncle. My mother came back from Auschwitz with one sister. He came there and he was just crying the whole time. He lost his whole family. There was nobody. He was alone in the world. So these are two Hasidic kids that survived the Holocaust. My mother approaches my father and says, "Listen, you have no one in the world. Let's get married. I'll take care of you." That's what happened. And Kacheva, she was everything to him. She was mama, she was everything to him. She took care of him. She was everything to him. And they had a beautiful marriage. They had Arichis Young. My mother was Nifter, she was 90 years old. My father was 90 at that time also. At the end of the Shiva, he turns to me. And he says, if I really wanted to, I could be miserable. If I really wanted to, I could be miserable. That was the most profound statement I ever heard from him. He spent the next 8 years, he lived to 98, he spent the next 8 years besimcha. Nothing worked. The heart wasn't doing so good. The kidneys weren't great. His digestive system forgot how to work. He didn't see. Kamat didn't hear. Couldn't walk. For 8 years, people came to him to see what it meant to be happy. What was he happy about? He was alive. He was alive. It was just great to be around him. He was alive. He understood the side. It's a choice. If you want to, you can be miserable. There's so much to be miserable about. You want to? Gegezundet, to be miserable. You enjoy being miserable? You like being miserable? Makes you happy? I don't know. It's up to you. It's up to you. You can choose to be happy. There's so much to be happy about. Why is I know them? For Choy! You're alive! And yes, it makes such a difference. The home is different. The home is positive. And yes, Ein Ashina Shoira. And the same thing is for Dvar Halacha. When you're happy, you understand things so much better. When you're happy, things make sense. When you're happy, the mind works. Your Ruach HaKodesh is there. You're connected. When you're happy, the whole family's happy. When you're happy with your Yiddishkeit, your kids are happy with their Yiddishkeit. Maybe I was a little too repetitive. Maybe that was what was necessary to drive the message home. There is so much to be happy about. Be happy. And the Iker, because you're a Yid and a Fruma Yid and a Ben Torah. And the exuberant. What was it like being a Yid? All the Torahs. You met someone else, you had a word to say over. Something to share with. The exuberance. No, it didn't have to be a ganze Shtickel Torah. A Deher, a good word. Simcha, real simcha. Kinesin nosom, because that's how Torah was given. That's the side of Kabbalah's Torah. That's our Shaykh's the Torah. It's simcha. The real bond is simcha. You be happy. May your homes be happy. May your wives be happy. May your kids be happy. You should be zoichet hashros hashchin. Because the Shechina is Shorah Mitoich Simcha.